It is time for some steak tips.
The godfather of Atlanta Sports Radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on the morning shift.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I think that the Godfather cut in there is maybe inappropriate. We should get like Tony Soprano screaming at somebody for you. Have you watched the Sopranos special that the HBO Max just did, or HBO just
did? It's already out?
Chase. Yeah, they have. It's two episodes that basically document the TV show. David Chase is being interviewed.
I'm a Sopranos freak.
Yeah.
So whether it's the podcast, whether it's listening back to the director's cut, any of it. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm happy to do it.
What's up?
Two squats. Give me two squats of Mio.
I'm a skinnier Tony Soprano. Right? I'm a skinnier version. I'm
That's
trying
true.
To be.
You've definitely changed some body
body composition.
Yeah, since I first met you.
I changed some body composition. I've changed in the last couple of years. Yes.
Since I first met you,
I see old episodes of Atlanta Eats. It's like, wow, you were eating your feelings those years.
You definitely ate the product you tested.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't taking little bites. I was eating every dish that came out, I was finishing.
You weren't sampling.
No. Now they ask me. I go, yeah, I take bites. I don't eat the whole dish. Yeah. Anyway, talking about 9/11 on Steak Tips today. It is funny with all the vitriol, and it's not just Tyreek Hill. It's any athlete, and you get on social, and people want to talk about pampered athletes, and they're so frustrated and perspective. And there's some, you know, listen, you can't necessarily blame a group that's never been – had the choices of athletes that came before them. And I'm talking about really 40s, 50s, 60s when folks were enlisting. But, you know, on 9/11, you should think about Pat Tillman, because Pat Tillman was playing in the National Football League, and Pat Tillman was at the highest level of his game. And before there was Pat Tillman, there was Bob Feller, who was one of the great pitchers in baseball, who after Pearl Harbor was the first major league player to enlist 2 days after in the Navy. Middle of his career, similar to Pat Tillman some 50 years later, who saw something in 9/11 and said, there is a greater cause for me than playing in the NFL. And we all know how that turned out. But there is a long litany of professional athletes that have served our nation, and in many cases, in the middle of their career.
Yeah, the one that comes to mind, and mainly my dad always mentioned it, was Ted Williams. Because I think he missed not one, but I think he served twice during his career, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he fought 39 combat missions while he was the best hitter in baseball in the Korean War. And then came back after 2 years and had 8 more years. So many of the best records in baseball he would have shattered with a couple more years in baseball.
Yeah, I always think of, first of all, Chuck Bednarik, who was like a 6-time first-team All-Pro and was, you know, a big part of the military. And then right now, Alejandro Villanueva, who's most recently been a left tackle for Pittsburgh. I mean, he went to Army and was a wide receiver and now came back after his tour and started playing the NFL.
David Robinson did
the Admiral
2 full years. I mean, he was the best player in basketball. You know, Navy was on the map because of him.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of dispensations you can have, especially when you get to that level. He did 2 full years. Before. Imagine waiting for, like, who are we talking about on San Antonio? I'm not in NBA season right now. Wembanyama. Imagine waiting 2 years for him because he's serving our country. Ted Williams, oh, great example. Yogi Berra stormed the beaches of Normandy. A lot of folks don't realize
that. Wow, I did not know that. In World War II.
Yeah. Jackie Robinson served. He was discharged because he refused to send the back of a bus, back of a military vehicle that he was told to do. And they later, you know, went back on that. But folks forget that it was Admiral Jackie Robinson who served in the Army.
Wow.
Roberto Clemente served as well. Willie Mays, 2 years serving as well. In the middle of his career, in the Korean War. So
Chad Hennings, who played for the Cowboys defensive line on one of those Super Bowl teams, was another guy. I think he was in the Air Force for a few years.
I was going to say, I can't talk about David Robinson without thinking about Roger Staubach, right? I mean, that's
absolutely
another Academy guy that's definitely
and he was the biggest star in football and could have passed on military service, again, gotten dispensation.
Yeah.
He chose not to. So, listen, this is not a statement about current athletes. I think all of us are lucky enough that we're not in an era where we've been asked to go serve or really given the opportunity necessarily. But it is fascinating to think about major league players in the prime of their career choosing to step aside and go serve in the military, and in many cases affect their their career numbers and everything else. So there was a greater good. Pat Tillman, the most recent example, because there haven't been that many, really, that we've had to deal with.
Yeah, I've gotten to cover, I've got to go to the Navy up in Annapolis and then also get into cover Air Force game last year. Just seeing the regimen that a lot of these student athletes
there.
Have.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so beyond when any other Division I athlete,
yes.
All due respect to Texas, Alabama, and Georgia, that they have to do the full, job of the cadets or the midshipmen, whatever it is, and play football. One of the great sports books ever written, John Feinstein's The Army-Navy Game, follows Army and Navy for the entire year leading up to the game. You want to know what their lives are like? I think CBS Showtime did a year with both of them, or certainly.
Yeah.